A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave per Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Bapaville Stadium, the match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, Bapaville. And instead of watching the beautiful game, the encounter turned ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
001-202-619-2077. Asi mukati mema minutes anokwana kuita 42 kana makumi mana nemaviri mukomana we Dynamos anonzi Pupa uyo akanwisa chibodzwa chinonzi newakawanda akanga ari upfumsaut kana kuti offside. Tanzwa sezvataurwa na Gibbs achitaura kuti muridzi wenyeri akanga atayiwa shuwa mukomana anga ari offside asi akazorwa na masoro nemumwe wake anove vatoti linesman zvikanzi aiwa mukomana anwisa chibodzwa chachiri genuine ndomaonera avo. Asi isusu nhasi hatisipa kutarisa kuti mutemo wekuti chibadzwa chakanwa here kana hachina. Mutemo wenhabvu unoti toda kunyanyo tarisisa kuti zvakaitwa nevatsigiri venhabvu zvino zvinoumba here remangwana renhabvu nekuti tinoona munzvimbo dzakawanda Gibbs munotambwa nhabvu. Vanhu vanonzi anwisa ari offside referee haamisi mutambo nekuti unobva wanzi mutambo waperayo. Timu inenge ichinyunyuta inozonyorera kumakomiti makuru kuti nyaya igadziriswa.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Highlanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So let's read one or two charges.
This
you know, you can start reading by reading the first sentence.
Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL Disciplinary Committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Bapaville Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017, at a Castolaga Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castellaga Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered, then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match, then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects, I think they wanted to say
bottles,
whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not onto the pitch or at any person.
Aha. And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulu kandaba lamhlanje ke njengoba jonga ukukhulumile sikhuluma ngakhona ukwenzakala eBF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amatshe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye kutwa butshwala uyabe ngenzwa kwalabani. So kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bungena njani abantu bakwazi ukuthi bamngenza njani.
And the hearing gives is set to be on a Tuesday 23rd of May.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
So singazi ukuthi kuyaphumana phela ama points la 3 points. Idimbari la ukuthi inikwa ama points ayi 3 wona lawo. iHighlanders ilaka ukuthi bayifake isijeziso esimangalisayo kumbe kuthiwa ibhatale imali kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu kube kuningi kakhulu ungagcina kusinda iqembu
lendisozo. And Gibbs, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamos and Highlanders, but we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in an advantage position, jonga advantage ukuthi umelele ibhola uyabona umelele ibhola bese ukhahlela phakathi kungela into ezininge ezenzakaleyo. So it says gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar, or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, that rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball, in brackets, except from a deliberate serve, is not considered to have gained an advantage.
Saka ndo maonera akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzivenyere vakarwana masoro vakaona kuti aha mutemo uno taura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside asi bora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anove mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achiclear kana kuburisa munharaunda make bhora iroro ndongobva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndozviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs. Inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
kuti
nguva yataitamba isusu Gibbs bhora wainzi anogona kurova inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo ama kuchinja-chinja hatichaiziva. Saka dai tinzwe kune nyanzvi nevateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo.
So ke we've got our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. Mgcinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So Mgcinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Keith. How are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
South Africa is very chilly. It's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time, and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mgcinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at BF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, who is the controller of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there is choirs like noise, which was there in Mulawayo yesterday at Papa Field Stadium, people, they damage property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Whether it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public. So this thing must be done thoroughly. I don't know how they can solve it, but the major officials are a disgrace in Zimbabwe.
But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees. What the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying they're right. On that one, they are wrong. But the main cause of those things is match officials most of the time. Right? Those big games, they are on live, on Super Sporty, Everport, South, wherever in Africa, Everport was. Some people were watching that game. But it becomes a craze. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know. With one man, we have caused a problem. I don't quote on violence. That is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, 100% wrong. If Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it. And the match officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money if Islanders charged 10,000, the match officials too must be charged again.
What we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
So now let's take you. Okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer. I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African most of their big teams which I support. That thing which is happening, which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many, many, many years. And they can't solve. They only talk, they punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't take action? We'd rather look for referees map on the neighboring countries. I think it can be better. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement in between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The ref's decision is final.
Right. The other point which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were pelting missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation, and it's very bad for us soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
We won't go there. You look like... most of the time, in Botswana, I stay in Botswana. You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even one... I've almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. whereby in Zimbabwe our game we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than we.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah,
before
but
the game started, I didn't know that Nkau is the one who posts for the referees.
Yeah, but Bangani,
referees or whatever.
Bangani, Mnumzal, Bangani started. Nkale Mbale, one line.
Yeah,
one line. Kulos Kalun, the very lapa, we are Paluti. I shall tell him finally, wait, Alamos. Unombembe lapho uqile kakhulu offside yi offside bese ibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapha iCAF kufuze ilete onompembe baphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamo Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was an fair goal one, and secondly he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele. And he says CAF should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva Mutare. Ndirumpenyi muri kupi kwa muri kufona muri?
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Oh, muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Yeah.
Ah, titaurire kuti vana vasu vango recover sei bora iri.
Boya katika ribuna kizazi kwa mara rafu tishi kitoleta katika shamba zikuru. Ati chikoindi yangu hundi sahihi chini yangu hundi kazi kuti marefu yana ni usapoda dunu dunu muziki kwa dunu wai. Because kikata utasha jamu la kama mwanini dunu muziki FC Platinum. Ukienda kwenye kupatia striker boya riga miiswa zganda isi go boy. But in the zoo, I can't see go boy. I don't know why. No, it's then I'm not able to.
Saka imipfungwa yenyu iri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Ya mafanzi ndongoti zvangu pakakanganisika dzikonzi the final decision. Refu ndiye ane final decision, but nema refu vedu tinofanira kuti tiwanatse kudzidziswa zvakanyanya kuti wapi wape ma decision ari right kuti nhasi Rundi ni go bora mambana wenda si go bora. Kama mitema yake ni zia se bosi na yule zito tini ato zia mitema yake bora. Baada tibo zivi zaje zivi kwenye tibo zivi. Na sio rumbo ni zira ya display kwa kada wami na wuka na display kwa ni defender kipe go bora. Baadhi mambana zozo zia ya ifa kwa di ati zivi zaka ni asema.
Asimi mutemo wa FIFA iwo yu number 11 mun mai uziwe re unotaura kuti bora rakanga ra defender akada u clear bora akarirova zvisizvo rakaenda kune opponent iri mu offside offside yato kanzurwa munhu akutogoesa mai zvisiwa here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo
ayo zvinozvi no but tinozo confuse kana zvichinzana refa yakasabvoti dzimtemo iyo because vafane demand to are platinum ne dynamo zero rero.
Kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti ha in case bora rinozotadza kufamba mushendo zokanda dombo ndo zviri kurambwa ne PSL.
Ya ipo ndobvuma ndinodari kana mafanzi ati kuti kana refraka zvanenge akati kuti zvisene zviri kana bora richinge razopera.
Ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma Kenneth ticharamba tichi.
Sorry, can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Go ahead.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare.
Mm-hmm.
Most referees, they support Dynamos.
Mm.
And they now they are putting it openly for anybody to see. because the game was close to the getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because here PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Jonga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given, let's say, a red card,
yeah,
there's a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week.
Mm.
The review, was the ref all right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that so and so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
Here, I think there are 4 to 6, in a few, just 3 to 4 years, who have been fired.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chitere, rinchurongwa, tinotenda shukuru. Gibbs, unemu mtere.
Yeah, ilo mzalange ukumbulani moyo, ukulangaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, unamuchona jani? Uyakuzo baba kumbulani? Ungani phone yake iba njoo ngujuni, kumbe ngujulai lapa, angala shua. Iba njoo mkando sivili. Baba kumbulani moyo, uyakuzo baba? Yeah, which one are you going? Yeah, if only you have been to Kambe, we are using Ganguza foot for Sambi. What to wear again, Wum Klinika? Yeah, Klinika, Nasus Kangela Sibili, a Pauline Lapa. See, I want to go to ye, Islanders, Abandon Gain, Uncle Jane Bezabagazai. What about our ways are going to Kupela, Ikem Bulia King, Latalanzim? So umuntu ngazani kuyaphuma ni kulapho njengoba sibe siya ku PSL kathesi kuyaphuma ni
ya isigwebo sona lizajeziswa sizokuba khona ye abantu baphambanisile silo ukungena enkundleni mbu ukuthi baforce ukuthi umdlalo uziyemiswa isigwebo sizaba khona but ngokuya kwambe ngithi ngalabo nompembe bajeziswa mina bengingekho emdlalweni silingikhatshana silingulinde ngingamehlo abomvu ngihlezi ku TV kodwa uzowaphuma mbesokulethe ebusuku. Kodwa abekusenzakala bengikuthola ngamafoni utata esikwenzakala lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Yibona sithi umntana namuhla wakhuluma kwiboring akaqalisi.
Mm.
Wathi unkawu kubo refu laphana bayasola kakhulu.
Mm.
Mm. Usola ngabantu, ngaza usola umntwana ehlethi unkawu kubo refu yaphazamisa. Ayisho hodwa amajenisi wabukile amanenge, amanye kuthi kuphelele emoyeni nje kuphela.
Mm.
Ngazajeziswa sivile ayilenda kodwa labona umpemba abake bezama ukujeziswa.
Mhm. Ngasikhangela ke kolapho baba mgcini khaya. Kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili amacala ngkolo amaningi kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene enkundleni bagijigijima phakathi khona ngale bezethusa onompembe labanye abantu even labadlali khona ngale kuzobuya futhi ukuthi bayenze ukuthi umdlalo uphele kungakafiki emphethelweni. Kuzobuya njalo ukuthi bebephosela nje amatshe, bephosela imbodlela, lokunye okuthiyeneyo, njalo lokuthi kube lobudlongodlongo. So ke nxa sikukhangela konke lokhu, kukhanya ngazani lapha sibili asikhuma iqiniso, iqembu lizathwala nzima.
Uthwala nzima lizathwala nzima badube, kodwa ke lapha sesiya ngesilungwini. Ungakhangela into ezibhale emaphepheni labo section sorry, so wena uyabuyenza into eyodwa, ilicala yini. Kodwa nxaso kuthiwa ubulela umuntu selekufaka ngabo-section so and so, paragraph so and so, kuthina sokungathi licala elikhulu.
Mhm.
Asala abantu baphambanisile lokhu amvumelani labantu sibili kodwa kumele labo bakhangele ngenxa zonke isenti lekhoyini ilo head lo tailor.
Mhm.
Hayi. Njalo singekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni i-PSL futhi iyakhala.
Mhm.
Kumele into kumele bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuzobe enkundleni yibo abathi siyabe sithanda umdlalo kwenzeka lathi imali ingene kuma-club ingene ku-PSL ingene la ku-ZIFA. Iko ngichela mina tese ngai national team idlala ngabona ngiyangizela ukuthi avela kula bhora.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibili. Ungani kunjalo ukukhumbula into sebuyile?
Yeah.
Yeah baba kona phunga eka tsana mnumzana mgcini kaya. So silo mnumzana ukukhumbulani moyo kona ngale kobulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba ngitshona njani?
Hayi sizwene kuhle sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ubukhona ngale eboleni. So wena uboneni kona ngale. Ye la ukuwaphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Ye akuthi mina ngibone leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi moya isimbari kusotha bekulele kuzini. Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ibingale kwelayini yama-defenders. So ngesikhathi ithe ihlota uref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayinini waphakamisa sithi gobhora, uref wazeshintsha la ithe sithi gobhora. Ithi isikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be-Highlanders. So the team ukuthi manje uhamba njani. Yes.
Kodwa sibini ngaso silandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale offside position abesehlohla nxa ibhola lanivele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yalithi hayi igobhora
igobhora asazi lapho
ye kungani batsho njalo sibili singazi ukuthi poke njobe club sidoselwe khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusize kulihlaba enhlizweni ukuthi iqembu seliyabhadaliswa imali e-subside
ya kuyasihlaba sibili ngoba iyabili izinkalakada zezimali umzefanti ziholise ilokhu abadlali labo khotha konke so kuthiwa kube nzima kakhulu ingakuba njalo
ye kodwa-ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba moyo khonoku ukuthi ubudlwangudlwa ngoba bakhona bungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho
lobo mbona ngani kunzima ngendlela ukhoth orefu esilabo lapha eZimbabwe lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba orefu abaneyncambi bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo bala amathimu abo ababezile basapota ngoba sinakhangela ulayinimeni yalo ovuthisa umsindo lasithaabhani ibhosi yathetha igobhora esemdekweni kodwa yena wayikhiwa kwathi i-offside so kuyathengisa ukuthi uyabevele sehlangothini uyabe opposite team so
hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona ungadinelwa kusasa baba Khumulani Moyo
ngiyabonga baba
so that is Mr. Khumulani Moyo he's really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined you know especially heavily if the fine is very very heavy there could be problems for the club according to him and I think obviously that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened was it 2 years ago a year or so ago when Highlanders then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields and some fans caused the abandonment of that match and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters. It was because of some of those issues, you know. And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all
that
kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, we have some fans. Oh, well, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah. People are writing. Yeah?
Yeah, but they love soccer.
They love soccer. They are fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewer, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera. Anzi, waka gona. Coast Dynamos, yae da kubira. Ndofunga haru tigira kutu, waka ruisa, waka gona. Then Togs Mukwaze. Anzi, wacharu tamba vega, kanaribu maitura avo. Iwayo. Ngaba vemuligi, wakadre avo. Inezhidoja Highlanders, chete kana wachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa. Anzi zvakaitwa neboso hazviratidzi hunhu. Chato vachijairira chavo. Board rezifa rinofanira kufaindisa boso. Kuti mafans avo asiye spirit yayo. Voibvisira mapoints wopa Dimbara 3 points. Voibhana kuti itambe muground mune mafans mitongo yatopiwa then hanzi nashumba huru zifa should punish the instigators then mumwe ati zvakaitika nezuro hazvikurudzirwe asi marefuri edu ngaedze kubata mitambo zvakafanira vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba. Takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoesa a clear goal, assistant ref akati offside kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa. Saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi. Kana tichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo, ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West. Asi havana kuisa phone number yavo. Ndoo vamwe vateereri vatinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu. Asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa. Makadi? Alo, mufundisi moyo.
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvaachitika izvi.
Waregai tichiende Mwari tekutanga maita zvakanaka matifonero tiri kuna South Africa. Neniwo ndiri kutevera webhora zvikuru. Nhau ipo ndiye kuti kuna baba former player soccer nhau icho yakanaka zvikuru, but hatikurudziri kuti kana refi kana achinge aita mistake masupporters api. Tinoona maproblem akawanda kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefu anoitawo mamistakes asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAli Akhili inotamba musina maplayer, musina masupporters. Kuti zvori zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvino zvisina kumira zvakanaka, kuita kuti zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanhu vakwanisa kukwanisa kufa kana zvito zvakasiyana-siyana. Saiko kupiwa kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ingaigoni kubhana masupporters eHighlanders kana kutava musina masupporters, kuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Tichi Dynamos inofeziwa nemarefuri, kuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samwe matimu ose iyo pachai inogona kutamba. Kazoti kana zvinge zvangoitika vanhu ngavagoni kuziva kuti refuri zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo, vongotira izvozvo kwete kuti vanhu vagwisane.
Asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo, muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence. That's what he has been saying. He said no, he doesn't encourage people to do that, and it's actually bad for the good game. So he's not like supportive of that.
Nokuti nhau yakafanana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo, yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo. Bhozi nesu tivatevere webhora, totevera matimu akawanda. Hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana, akadiwa nemarefuri. Kuzi toona kana muno muSouth Africa vatamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana vatamba Sundowns nePirates, akawana vanhu zvikanda zvinhu mugiraundi. Kuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora, zvekuti kubhotswa ari kune marefuri chete anogona bhora. Kana munyika medu marefuri arimo, ngatisagotera kudaro, nokuti iyo Zimbabwe iri kugona kutamba bhora zvakanaka. Nepine kuti ngatigoni ziva isitindoona bhora, tiina ndoona mabhora, tokusika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo. Nokuti pachedu hazatiwani, hatina mugovomo watinowana, tira kufadza nyama yenokuona kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka, hakuna timu inonzi inofeziwa nemarefu, inonzi timu inotenga marefu kauti zvakadai. Asi kuti kana refu rachingaona, refuri wakafanana driver webhazi, kana achingaona problem anoridzira sei nayepamusana pegamehighlanders. Bhozi defender weHighlanders ndiye akatura bhora nobvarudzo aida kuriburisa obva amhaina. Saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo.
Asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo. Ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana, kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei, mwana acho uye achikutaurira iwo chino chinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kukomplaina ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa, mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo? Tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muAfrica medu muZimbabwe, ani mubereki akutotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro?
Zvanikati ndine mwana enda chikoro, zvanikati ndine semubereki zvitoraiokuti ndingagona kuchinja mwana wangu. Handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro, handina mvume yekurova mwana wechikoro. Ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kune chimwe chikoro, kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki
nematishazvese izvozvo mazviedza zvaramba. Nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened. And my team, they complain kuti marefuri haasi kutibatira magames zvakanaka, but zvichemo zvazvo hazvisi kugadziriswa. Tanzwawo vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo harisi kugadziriswa. Saka zvii zvamungakurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana?
Haisi nhau yemuZimbabwe chete. Kana muchiyeuka paAfcon iyaya yakatambwa zuva pachandi, takabirwa pachani iyaya patatamba neLibya narefuri wemuno yaDaniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makaona Burkina Faso pakaita Burkina Faso Taurobo akapuwa red card yakazozi hazvizvo. Kuti haisi problem yemuZimbabwe chete, zviri mukati meAfrica yose. Tikati Zimbabwe tongaisvopodza bhora remukati menyika yekwedu, zvinhu zviri mukati menyika yose muAfrica. Kana muno musatsaa matiri tinongona zvakawana zvisika zvizvo nepi kuti ngatigone kugadzirisa pasingi panogadzirwa kugadzwa nevezifa ndovanokwanisa kuti vagone kuona neps voona pasi kwekuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara nje vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira because nehighlanders nedynamos dzakabvira kudhara zvinhu zvichingorwa saka kudiwa kuenda nokuenda pachapisa padiropa ngatigone kuzwa because izvi patori neruvengo pakati pehighlanders nedynamos
hanzi ndo rivalry iripo aiwa ndizvozvo. Thank you so much mfundisi. Gibbs mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people, so he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. This is a continental if not international problem because it's wherever you go people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial, but the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect
people
to, you know,
but if
very safe and, but it happens.
Let me help
impulses,
you.
In this
case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, so ke sesilo mnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukholakale egogwe kumbe ngumnumzana kumbe nkosikazi kumbe nkosazana kunjani usibonakele kona hambe egogwe
hayi aphila kakhulu indlalo lana eAmerica ngkona ngapha
hayi siyaphila kakhulu ye so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbili entando ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegudini
ye phosa khona lapho baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguye le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must not be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters of course into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So u referee lo linesman iba bavangela ukuthi i game lay i postponed. So my feeling or opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazokuthi bahlale i disciplinary hearing lay bamele ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokuphanisa ama officials lawa ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ma-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala ukuhamba ukuphanjaniswa ngama-refers. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi u-referee la yagcine thatha i-decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terraces, that is uncalled for. So i-team lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I'm concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberview Stadium? So i-team izakwehlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi, ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi. Sibonge kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lami.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe and he's saying that referees he knows that referees should take decisions and that decisions are final. But he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs, you know?
That's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's
and he
true.
Says at the end of the day, fans should always be patient. Very patient. But when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because he says the game could have been flowing very well. And whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants. So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying a whistle, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. You should do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Alois Bunjira. We got in touch with him, and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also, we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Bosso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Bosso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Bosso player put the Dynamos scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside. A miscue and a deflection are two different things. Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Bosso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If you are all well-versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday, I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
That is Mr. Alois Bunjira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs and we never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, we are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Bonzo Squires who says, an offside is an offside. It doesn't change. Although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkenika. Mkenika, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things. And, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe? Literally.
Yeah, definitely. It's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if we can check our terraces before, when guys like Matinda Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums are always full. But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them, they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bunjira, he's a soccer expert. Yeah, some of these things, they change daily, and then the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium. Isn't it true?
Yes. I can see. Right now, we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans and all those kind of things. Yeah. So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But then they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there's such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mtenika, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
And the marshals, right?
For that, they are on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, they're paid for that to go and make sure that the law is followed. There's no trouble, no what. Mm. Anybody who is causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police, they were alert, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down. But the only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they are the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line, Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trouble.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think it's Nkosi from Botswana, right? Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila sizonda program.
Hayi wena usaphone phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela every day utungene.
Mina ngihlezi ngifona, ngihlezi ngifona lapho li drop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, uyazi ukuthi give.
Yeah, go ahead bro.
Uyabona ibale ithi politics.
Mm.
Ibale ithi politics line definition ende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidamited with politics. Ile politics le tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So imethi yona leyo kukhulunywa ngayo lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urefu bachithe. Ebutwana badla amadonki. So ngeza ke sidla amadonki eZimbabwe nxa ukuthi ebutwana kudliwa amadonki. So we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe, then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonoko okwenzakalayo. Ama-rebu vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele e-DF laphana wawuqala from Eco Highlanders side. Siwubanga umsindo sikijelane kube luthundu. Nxa yokuthi ama-rebu yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So umuntu vele oyitrouble causer okumele bahlale la ephansi ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo, it was because of the lineman. If the decision ka-lineman was a fair and fire, they couldn't be having that noise ebekhona. But just because of the behavior ka lineman, he was the most trouble causer. Yabo. So akumelanga sibalekele iqiniso ukuthi sithi thina no ama supporters that we are not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. Yabo. So ukuthi umuntu ethe wonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi bedakiwe utshwala ebobe ngizodwa wadakwa bese kuthiwa utshwala kaburayiti. It's something you can't even understand ukuthi ukuhamba. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why sizala ama-charges angikhona. It's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Sebebhala izinto ezingu-5 bazibhale kabili ngoba vele nxa kubele i-hooliganism. I-hooliganism can be anything. It can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another section says another offense. Ukuthi ngigela amatshe, another offense ukungena e-ground, another offense ukwenzani. It's hooliganism, is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one word, hooliganism. The PSL is going to make money out of the islanders because maybe broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the islanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those refugees until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since the Islanders were the Dynamos. We used to get out when we were at school. We had those problems with the refugees by Tatama side. So they must be beaten thoroughly.
Hayi ukutshala phela kuyahlupha because ukutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonoko.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is Shona Ndebele attitude still rules. Uyabona?
Unjalo.
It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona Ndebele. Of which at the end of the day, we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry them with useless, stupid rifles, we bring them to the ground. At the end of the day, we find ourselves fighting to each other. Just because of a mere stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision. It's not It's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave like men, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but hi, sikuzwile baba Nkosi. Yeah, kodwa ke hayi lipolice phela inhliziyo yomuntu omdala. Enxa into sizalukana ilanga eh. Ngiyakubona
sibili. Zimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys. I've got a very good son who plays a very serious soccer. Uyabona? So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because he will be supported by useless linemen.
But say from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down their tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use bottle tops to get into the stadium. We say we cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Kata kola po 10 seconds. Nyakuniga sivi lezo kaza ako. 10 seconds. Kata.
Yeah. We want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Ah, won't you, Baba?
Siyabonga. Then they will meet.
Then you beat them up again.
Hi, bud.
They must take action against the referee.
I spoke in the coast. Spoke in the cool, Baba.
Thank you so much.
You. Yeah, I think we heard it.
Yeah, because he was also translating into English.
Yes, yes.
Tinam koma Alex P. Mawewe, waruku Botswana. Magadim koma Alex.
Mambo magadim.
Tirewa penyinya, iri mdari roma inzwa, ya kudzia, izungwa, za kuda kupera, tipe iti inzwa, funga zi.
Na wii, ya kudzia, pane wanotora wefizo, azungoti na wii, tayari kukoda ni zungoti, wano, wawiri ya nizeti. Na wili papa bora martambiru wara kaita vese istakari wona tangati kiri wona mutemo wata uwa kutara kutu bora rika papa pa opposition rika enda pa opponent rika pa ipapa rika pina mgedi igo bora wajana umwe mutemo uki huti akuna umwe mutemo uno uya kuzuko yoyo mutemo isu wangu tinofarira bora tinoru wona bora zwane zwa tinoona bora mutaka apa apana javari kutawara apa bora raka goa jete 3 points kati ndi kutimbari
saka dzimwenguwa vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatoziviwo mutemo wezvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiko ndozvaari kutauraiwa tirikufunga kuti ndozvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefenda richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuatempta kuclear kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside but the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamos yanga iri muoffside ehe ndopari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa panenge pasina offside saka imi mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi
aiwa nhau dzemhirizhonga baba hadzina kunaka nekuti munoona tibhora kugiraundi kuya kuya tinoenda nevana tinoenda neani nevana vaduku vasingagoni self-defense mhirizhonga ikatanga isinge takushaya pokupinda manje saka mhirizhonga ii ndaanchikurudzira kuti dai zvazvichidhiraka hameno kuti vaikwanisa kuisa fosi yakaita seyesecurity kuti mhirizhonga isinge isaite ende maholigans shuwa ngaaoneke makamera ngaashandisiwe aone kunzi vatanga mhirizhonga ndivaanani then votorwa voendeswa kumutemo vanhu havazombosi vakaita futi mhirizhonga
thank you so much mukoma ndinoimba kuti vari kunzwa vanenge vachizogadzira mitemo iyoyi nekuiwandudza nekuichengetedza
No, that ain't hung babong.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, his main emphasis is not hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and ZIFA, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals.
At one time, if I may recall,
Caps United fined one of its supporters. Yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. Mm. The team, yeah, they banned him a match or two, and then they fined him.
Mm-hmm.
So which means the marshals
can
do.
Can I chip in there?
Yes, yeah, you can, man.
Yeah.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
No. If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score, I'll just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
And
yeah,
then,
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they will be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they grudge or whatever, they've won their case.
And
that's
if
fair enough.
And if there's
they
a replay,
I don't mind.
If
or even whatever. But if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, their because game. From, well, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say... the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks referees' performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can
throw a question. Abantu laba basijayela so asibona ngazani akumele hamba kwenze bese kubuya ke unkiwane uthi okusegcekeni ukuthi umdlalo lwana umiswe isikhathi singakapheli ngoba idimbare ihlohle ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo so ke phinde yethi unkiwane siyacela ukuthi iHighlanders ingajeswa kakhulu is appealing for you know a lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Bananzi, Mkoma Felix Hanzi vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu. Hanzi zvinonyadzisa kurwira bhora. Ma referees vanofanira kuziva kukosha kwemutambo uyu. Abafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we got Gumeten Dota now who says what the fans did was wrong. However, all this is a build up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are, I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What you should understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is, because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy. Yeah, then Sakile Linine says, hashtag asfunubumbulutin. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mkinikaya. So, far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Nkosi mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel. Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time. Every season, in and out, most games I watch them. But they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mkunika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesiphele, Mkunika. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mkunikaya. He was there all the time.
All the time.
And
he's
a former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer kind of commentator. Now, you know, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande mire chitaiwa zvirongwa zve Studio 7 zviripo. Rambam chititeira, tinotenda zvikuru, marara zvakanaka.